Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radicals, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of the NutriMedical Report, recommends hyperbaric chambers in many serious healthcare conditions, from stroke recovery to congestive heart failure to cancer, autoimmune diseases, and requiring serious infections to be dealt with hyperbaric oxygen therapy, ozone, and augmented oxygen. If you want to get a hyperbaric chamber for Dr. Bill, do contact him at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at 888-212-8871. Dr. Bill will arrange a lease and also documentation so you can write off the cost of your hyperbaric chamber against your health insurance and your taxes. The best hyperbaric chambers are the ones that Dr. Bill recommends or Summit to See, but do arrange through Dr. Bill Deagle, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, go to Contact Us and send your request of your specific condition. He will provide a consultation and the proper advice of nutraceuticals and other technology to augment your recovery. Take care with NutriMedical.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
have the amazing Dr. Truat here, and of course he's a colleague and a researcher on quantum biophysics with Linus Pauling years ago. He did his PhD in the 90s, last few years of Linus's life. I've been working in the area of quantum biophysics for many years. If I go back, and people may find this a little hard to believe, when I was 8 and a half and I literally died and went to heaven, God taught me quantum biophysics, believe it or not. and I love to talk about a little bit of what he taught me, because in grade 11 I taught myself further, and I actually beat 7,000 people for a scholarship, PhD at MIT in Boston, in plasma nuclear physics to create the most advanced plasma atomic weapons in history. And I decided not to do that, go into oceanography. So I did my oceanography PhD, finished the project, but didn't write the thesis, using Vibrio marinus and identifying a strain with 10 million times more enzymatic capacity to turn thiomethyl sugars and polysaccharides into the highest quality protein and mineral-dependent food on the planet. You can take 100 pounds of Chondrus crispus, and with the enzymes from the Vibrio marinus, you can convert it to food within a week. All you need was sunlight and paddles. Now, what you have to understand is quantum biophysics. I presented a lecture in 1982 called Phonon Maser Cytogenetics. Now, I have a background in AI, and I was writing programs on mainframe computers at that time. They're tiny compared to the power of the computers. Now, even your cell phone is probably more powerful than some of the computers we had, but they had large memories. We had old Hollerith cards, and I was using Pascal, PL1, machine language, and so on, and writing nonlinear code. I taught myself all of these different languages, and I wrote a program to actually convert visual data from your eye, from the fovea, directly into digital data for a computer. Now, when I applied to UCLA at the VA hospital, I got accepted to be doing a science doctorate and postdoctoral fellowship research and neurology residency 41 years ago at UCLA at the VA hospital with Dr. Wallace Tortelot. And he had in his office a $26+ million custom-made CT scan implanter to put electrodes in different parts of the brain for brain interface, and also using magnetronic technology to actually put scalar frequencies into the brain to affect various nuclei, including the amygdala, which regulates we call reptilian brain, the drive brain or kill brain, or they go to sleep or have sex brain, and the hippocampus and areas of the cortex. Now, because of my background in AI and mathematics, which I have a talent at, they wanted me to work on also DARPA projects. And they actually had a $26 million plus liquid nitrogen-cooled magnetronic helmet for a pilot that would be in a F-14 cockpit. And they would actually monitor his brainwaves and actually shine icons on the screen of the canopy of the jet. And based on eye movements, which they track using in lasers, micro lasers, and blinks, he could fire affordances or fly the jet by thought. Now, this is 41 years ago, so people have no idea how advanced. Their plan was to take female fetuses and what we now know as CRISPR-9 protocol, transfer horizontally inserted DNA into human female fetuses grown in artificial uteri. Now, a lot of people don't realize we've been doing research on artificial uteri for 50 years plus. The George Washington University on the East Coast and the University of Palma in Italy near Milan had done research, and actually the Vatican shut them down in the 70s because they're doing work with artificial uteri to go to fetuses up to the 20th week. They figured at that time it was unethical, so they shut them down. Now, that went black op. In fact, a lot of the black op money goes into weird projects for genetic engineering superhumans. And what they want to do is create superhuman females with horizontally inserted DNA from actin-myosin from jackals, so they'd be 12 times stronger than a normal human, because the actin-myosin proteins in jackals is 12 times stronger than the crushing force of a giant male lion or any other mammal. Plus, they wanted to give them the sight of an eagle and the reflexes of a jaguar, and then connect them through a magnetronic helmet that was non-liquid nitrogen so they could create a cyborg warrior swarm. Now, I just talked to Will Thomas, who will be on next week. And Will's been out of commission. He had a heart attack and some other things. But he has been following a lot of different stories. What people need to understand, I have a level of knowledge, including classified knowledge, that no one else on Earth that publicly speaks knows. And I'm scared out of my skin by what I see coming. I'm scared by the fact that we have regulatory agencies that are moving forward with things like, in 10 states, infanticide, which means they're moving toward the idea of creating transhumans and killing babies at birth, or even maybe up to the third year. I mean, there was a bill sponsored by Barack Obama in the state legislature in Illinois before he became president that was going to plan infanticide up to the third year of life. So What people need to understand, when I did my research back about 25 years ago, I postulated that if you could take the frequencies from the skin and the, we call it chi or prana energy points in the body, you can actually diagnose the protein or enzyme or genetics that was being affected, because your genes are controlled by a frequency hologram. In fact, like Nikola Tesla said, everything's frequency. Now, I recently tried to talk to a number of different rental companies to rent and then perhaps purchase the latest version of the Keithy Enterprises out of Ohio spectral analyzer and picovolts and microamps. And they tried to come back with BS to say it's just the noise frequency. No, it's not. I had a machine 20 years ago, and if I scanned over your body and you had old cell carcinoma or rheumatoid arthritis, I could actually pull the frequency off and actually give you specific numbers of the frequency of the disease through the acupuncture or conductance points in your body. So with that little intro, I want to hear from Dr. Truat, because he's researching on the other side, working with Linus Pauling, who not only was the father of stereochemistry, who should have received an award along with the with Watson and Crick for DNA, because DNA was discovered because of stereochemistry from Linus Pauling, but also your research with him indicated that the primary controller of all your genes is minerals. Now, you also have control with amino acids, but everybody has amino acids. Now, you can actually measure it with whole blood, your amino acidopathy, and I do that now with people with their blood, and I also measure their mineralopathies, because every disease state is a deficiency of specific minerals and amino acids that shuts off specific genes in certain target organs. So every disease state is a deficiency of structural proteins and enzymes. Now, it's also a low redox state, low ATP and NADH, and the presence of stealth pathogens and the release by your own immune cells of inflammatory cytokines. But the primary problem is a mineral deficiency in a target organ. So with that intro, I'd like to hear your comments, Drew, because our society has mineral-depleted soil. We have scalar frequencies coming from smart meters and cell phones that actually jam your cellular communication because they have frequencies of toxic heavy metals that actually jam in the vertical line of the periodic table of elements. So if you have uranium, which is detected in 37 states, it blocks any mineral in that vertical line, which includes molybdenum that's necessary to make GABA and serotonin, and the methylation pathways to protect your arteries so you prevent heart failure. Molybdenum is very important for methylation to prevent things like homocysteine and myelination of your brain and creation of digestive enzymes and so on. And chromium and vanadium, which allows you to have insulin resistance develop in your muscles, which is the cause of diabetes. Diabetes is not a pancreatic disease. It's a muscle disease where you get insulin resistance. And I have all the articles. I'm going to post them up, actually. In my latest newsletter, I'll be posting up the latest research, which I've been doing for 41 years on diabetes. I did the original research with Dr. Otto Hewen, and I got persecuted for it. So Dr. Deagle is still doing research. In fact, I do more research now than I did when I was a resident or in active practice. Now I do telemedicine practice all over the world. So Dr. True, I'd like you to kind of complete this thought, because a lot of people think, well, why do you have a radio show? I say, because I've got to teach doctors, and I have to teach people to ask better questions. But to be honest with you, I'm very disgusted with the medical profession. I'm disgusted with the lack of asking questions and realizing their worldview is killing people, whether it's chemotherapy or the lack of proper approach toward heart disease or the process of aging, which actually, from what I can see, appears to be accelerating because we have more and more depleted soil, more scalar radiation, more toxic chemicals in the environment, and I think people are getting older at a younger age. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, this goes back to as the more I age, you know, I'm approaching my 60th birthday. Now, I look back and I just marvel at my time spent, you know, with Dr. Pauling and learning from him, because I realize now just how much he knew, how much he was on the cutting edge. We had discussions about, again, primarily about what minerals do in the transmutation process. He was amazed. He, like you said, the different minerals go in through the so-called Krebs cycle. You know, Johann Krebs, a contemporary of Dr. Pauling, also another German researcher, had found what happens in the mitochondria of the cell through the Golgi complex, and how these different a plethora of different enzyme structures, like you said so very well, are dependent upon minerals. Minerals can produce vitamins, actually.
And every vitamin needs a mineral. So, for example, if you grow a plant without minerals, the plant has no color, no taste, and no vitamin content. So zinc, copper, chromium, vanadium, molybdenum, whatever, if these minerals aren't present, the plant has no food value. So what I see right now is I call the seeds or the food of famine. In other words, people are going to the grocery store and buying famine food. It has calories, but it doesn't have nutrient content, so it's not nutrient dense, is it?
And it has fiber. We need fiber, of course, for digestion.
Well, you can still have a bowel movement, but your problem is you're not feeding your DNA. And if you don't have the minerals present, you don't turn on the chromosomes to actually make the structural proteins and enzyme.
What I wanted to point out, Dr. Deagle, is when Pauling was explaining the process of life, and you mentioned really what is life? I mean, when you understand when the sperm enters into the zygote of the cell and life begins, at the moment of conception, you know what happens? Well, there's a massive amount of nuclear reaction of a burst of light. Okay, this is well documented.
You can actually detect the burst of light, that little flash. Here's my summary of it, and tell me what you think of my little summary. Life is a dance between biophotons and ion channels.
Yeah, basically that's exactly right. But see, who's the author of life? Where did it all come from? When the scriptures talk about Jesus bringing life, the light of the world, life comes from him, like John said in John chapter 1. Nothing was made that he was responsible for. He did it all. So that's where the honor begins. So when you see these people trying to build these chimeras, these, messing with it as in the fallen Nephilim, that's what the Nephilim were doing. They were messing with God's creation back in the days of Noah.
If you study the Hebrew, what it says, Noah and his family were perfect in a generation. Remember now, Noah was a wine bibber. In other words, he was an alcoholic. He loved wine. And when the flood happened, there was a tremendous fall in lifespan of humans. It fell from over 900 years down to about 120. And then with further degradation, it fell to 70. And you can see that these markers actually recorded in the Bible. Now, what happened then? Well, we lost the magnetosphere and the torsion field that protects the Earth from radiation. We also changed the water content of food, right?
Yeah. And you look at, there was... I've talked to a creationist debate, I've done this. There's no evidence that the antediluvian world, the pre Noah world, there was absolutely no rainbows. The rainbow occurred as a covenant after the flood. So there was something changing in the light structure itself, Dr. Bill. Because what is the
It was the whole world had relatively even temperature. There was no such thing as polar temperatures. And because of this evening out of the temperature gradient, there was no rainbow because there was no blue sky. The sky was constantly, there was a mist in the sky. In other words, it was a mist from the ground level right to the sky. There was light penetrating through the plants, but there was not, the rainbow has to have a clear sky in order to do that, and that didn't occur. There was a protection up in the not only the magnetosphere, there was a flood of the waters of the sky and the waters of the deep. Both burst out. And what people don't understand, it was a completely different world. What we had back then was a completely different world which maintained life at extended lifespans. And now what we have is scalar radiation from smart meters and Wi-Fi networks and cell phones, that literally these frequencies are actually the toxic frequencies that jam your cellular communication because they jam minerals turning on your DNA. And in fact, if you want to look at a DEW or directed energy weapon, that's how they work. They actually jam cellular communication, can give you a stroke, heart attack, or lymphoma or whatever.
Yeah, and going back to Tesla's work in the 20s, I've got this very rare document. It was a compilation of correspondence with Tesla and his family, relatives, and his closest friends. And this is an eye-popper because he talks about actually understanding, which what you said, building of a directed energy death ray, as he called it, which would make basically the nuclear bomb look like a piker, and also in the same context, vibrational energy on this dimensional time space continuum. He basically said, I have unlocked the secrets of time travel. He was doing that in his lab there in Montauk, New York, actually.
Well, in fact, that Montauk project opened up to space-time vortices, and the same thing happened with the Hadron Collider in Europe, didn't it?
If you got time, we can talk about that when we come back.
When we come back, yeah. People need to understand what is, it's what's called the quantum entropic multiverse. Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or your order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical and our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. Features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolic, folic acid, patented formula for 5-methylfolate, as herbs, ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniaera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vincositine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with Brain Power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. Topic of water. Now, when I produced my lecture, I actually used what's called quantum energy transfer equations of basically 1982. That's a long time ago. And so the panel of biophysicists, Dr. Rollins at the University of Calgary, and I've explained in quantum biophysics how water actually is a phonon-Maser superconductor. In other words, it's an informational superconductor. So if you look out in deep space, there can only exist life if there's water. Because water is an informational superconductor. And, for example, the sugar molecule, the spiral sugar molecule held by hydrogen bonding, we call DNA, is actually the condensation of the intention fields of God from eternity. In other words, an organism had to be created whole or it would never exist. It's not going to be partially built, like partially building a robot or a cyborg and making it work. No. These are simulated life forms, just like simulated AI. I just this morning had to have an update to my TV. And I got one of these real fancy TVs. It's an Amazon, Sony TV. And I want to do an update so you can talk to it. But these are all simulated AI. They're not real AI. AI is a, and this is a fancy mathematical term, it's called parallel processing fuzzy logic stochastic neural networks. Now, I know how to make one of these things, it's called a neurotronic circuit, but I don't want to put it up because evil bastards will take my knowledge and wisdom and do slight modifications to the patent to create true AI super warriors and gods. In fact, you'll see it on things like the movies, the show Silicon Valley, that a lot of the techie people want to actually create the AI super god. So the super god will think that they're good and will not destroy them. And people don't know that. We're heading toward a time, it says in the Bible, they will create the image of the beast. And they worship the image of the beast because the image of the beast is an AI supercomputer. That's where we're heading, isn't it?
It is. And I go back to the whole thing in my near-death experience back in the late 80s, Dr. Bill.
Right.
And I came out of that, much like you did, with a whole new appreciation, because I was on the other side for what seemed like months,
right?
If not, many, many months.
Well, you had many experiences, but you didn't have time space. You see, the thing about eternity
no
is there's no past or future, so there's no plans or regrets. But when I was with God, it was equivalent to having experiences that would be in lineal time would take half a millennium or 500 years. And I'm not allowed to talk about most of what I learned, because most of what I learned, no one has ever spoken of, talked about, or written, or wrote a movie or a novel in human history. I know things that no other human being has ever talked about. Now, I'm not allowed to talk until the treaty is signed and things start, because my ministry doesn't start till the first day of Sukkot, when probably in the second term of Donald Trump, his son and these world leaders will sign a treaty, because we're now dealing with the intermediate range cruise missiles, Hezbollah putting missiles that could destroy Israel now today. So we're very close to a treaty or covenant with death. Now the problem is we're also at that point where AI and genetic engineering will basically make the human race irrelevant. And people say, well, that can't happen. I said, you're an idiot. You do not understand AI and where we're going. We're going toward a place where a small number of superhumans will exist, and many of them will be merged with technology, with like Elon Musk talks about the Neuralink, he calls it, where basically he's creating a cybernetic, info cortex to the human race. I mean, this is literally Luciferic sacrifice of the content and the soul.
It goes back to the purpose of why they're doing this. It's ultimately to dethrone God from his throne. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's rebellion.
The throne in your consciousness. The throne in your intention field of your soul, your mind. Right?
So it goes back to this. There's the three R's, okay? Rules without relationship always leads to rebellion, okay? Yeah. So if we don't have a relationship with our Creator, then the rules that are put in there, we have no regard for that, and thus we have rebellion sin, which is really what these guys are. These miscreants are really doing. They're trying to dethrone God. And the issue is, Dr. Bill, I submit they know that God exists. They're just absolutely fighting against him to dethrone him. All right?
Oh, they absolutely. Listen, Lucifer was the covering cherub and the chief musician in the Holy of Holies in eternity. So he's totally aware of that. But he's a master of lies. See, the primary lie that Satan says is his universe, the entropic universe that has decay and energy transfer, is the only universe. And if you're a high-level Mason, you believe that when you take the 17th York right, or when you get 11 levels of illumination beyond. The highest that a human can be, as a we call Luciferic Mason, is 180th degree. I actually ministered to Bill Schneblin, who's a 90th degree Mason, who was previously a Jew, and we became even a Roman Catholic priest in order to do transubstantiation, because these people believe in transmuting matter and space and time using Luciferic dialectics, and we call summoning of demonic entities and scalar frequencies to change reality. They're doing that, okay? And people say, oh, no, they can't. Wizardry can't exist. Like, you know, what was that thing in the Middle Ages? They would transmute metals into gold and so on. A lot of people say, well, I can't do that. Yeah, I'm sorry to say to you, the transmutation of reality by wizards, and again, all of the high-level Jews in the world right now worship the Sephiroth Zira in the Talmud of Babylon, including the son-in-law of Donald Trump. He worships Rabbi Schneerson. If you read the Sephiroth Zira, and people say, oh, I don't want to read that, I said, read it and weep, because you have to understand these people are captured. They're brothers and sisters, but they're captured by evil. And they're not Hebrews, they're Jews. Jews and the half-tribe of Benjamin brought false fire into the temple, so the high priest had to kill half of them as judgment by God. But people don't know this. It's all in the Bible. People know that the modern Jews are completely apostate. People don't know that,
do they? Yeah, and they don't. And so there you are, what the Book of Revelation calls the synagogue of Satan. They quote Jews who say they are Jews but are not.
Right.
The synagogue of Satan is there to dethrone God. But it goes back to some of our modern agencies of the government. I refer listeners to learn about Jet Propulsion Laboratories, Jack Parsons, and the origins of JPL, the origins of NASA itself through Wernher von Braun. Go back and look at this. It came out of a seance, ladies and gentlemen. They were contacted by these fallen angels, the so-called Sacred Nine, came to them in a seance, and Jack Parsons, the cultic roots, are well known. JPL was built on these lies.
Yeah, JPL was built in Pasadena, California, after channeling these same entities, by the way, that the THULE Tool Society used to channel the gravitonic boundary zone, mercury vapored Vimana, basically from ancient India, that they rebuilt, creating the Foo Fighters, that I had taken care of pilots, both Canadian and British and American, that chased these things at hypersonic speeds back in the 1940s. People don't know this stuff really exists. And they think, well, Dr. Deagle, you're a nut. I'm thinking, no, I had experiences. God had my day timer, and he had me have experiences of interviewing these very rational pilots telling me from multiple nations the same story. And you have to understand, how did they learn these things? They actually channeled entities that gave them the technology. Wow.
Yeah, and it goes back to what the Nazis were doing in New Schwabenland.
New Schwabenland is basically Antarctica, which is ancient temples and so on, we've now discovered exists in Antarctica, because at the time the ancient maps were calculated and collimated by people like Amerikie Vespasi, who gave the maps to Columbus by the Spanish kings. Those maps went back to the library at Alexandria that was later transferred to the Vatican Library. They go right back to ancient Atlantis and Mu between 12 and 35,000 years ago.
And look at the history. Caesar came and burned down the great library of Alexandria, where Ptolemy wrote his great premise on geology study of the Earth.
Right.
And that was all destroyed by basically the Caesars, and came out and they began to rewrite the actual science of the ancient ones. It's a fact. And so you look at what happened with just recently in the news. We see the all of this about I'm telling you, the word NASA is actually Hebrew, and if you look at the original Hebrew, it means to deceive and to beguile.
It means high and lifted up. It's a high and lifted up lie is what it is. High and lifted
up. Exactly.
Nasa.
When Eve said that the serpent beguiled me, the actual word in the original Hebrew text, serpent nasa'd me. So nasa literally means to beguile or to deceive.
And high and lift up an idea above other ideas. See, the primary idea is that Satan teaches with the goddess of New when they actually masturbate in the coffins with George Bush Jr. and his confrere, what was his name? That became the vice president. What people don't understand that these people were basically making a pact with destruction of their soul because they've believed the lie that this is the only existence. It's a lie that there's a soul or that there's a separate non-physical part of our being, which is a lie. Now, when you believe that lie, you figure, well, I just want money and power and control now because after I die, I don't exist. And that's what these high-level Masons believe.
Yeah. And so, you know, we have these very, very wise as the serpent, the scriptures tell us, to be harmless as the dove. For that, you just have to understand, but not let it rule your life.
I love their sarcasm, their God, because as gentle as doves, dove is the most aggressive bird in the world. Condors and eagles and hawks will not attack a dove because it'll rip its eyes out. A dove will take on anything.
Yeah.
And people don't get that. So
it goes back to the Song of Solomon, where he tells us to have dove's eyes. And this is amazing because if you ever watched a dove in captivity, the dove will follow your eyes, will follow you completely until you're out of his eyesight. In other words, you focus on one thing. You focus on the Creator. You focus on God. And that is what is meant when Solomon was talking about the Song of Solomon.
What I have in Nutramedical is the most powerful nutrient. So I'm building the technology, and what I'm doing right now is I can provide through the Sonic Life Machine, and now we're working on a technology for lumen pads, and you're working on the photon sound beam to make it frequency adjustable. So the idea is if you can put the right frequencies into the body, then the minerals and nutrients can activate the genes, and we can return the years of Methuselah back to mankind. See, I believe that there are specific physical things happened to the planet Earth that would maintain extended lifespan, and those things disappeared with the flood. Physical things to the planet. Interesting, hey? There's the Schumann resonance, for example. The Russians discovered over 60 years ago that without the Schumann resonance pushing your electrons and the Lin effect of the other orbitals to cause interactions, you could put an animal in a thing called a mu metal box. It shuts off their genes and they actually get obese and eventually most of them die because it actually does gene silencing. So without the Schumann resonance magnetic field of the Earth, your genes don't express themselves. Isn't that wild? And we didn't know that Earth itself makes us Earthlings. In other words, without the Schumann resonance of the Earth, we can't even express our genetics. Wild, hey?
And that's exactly what is tied into the quantum resonance system, the QRS pads.
Right.
It's a harmonic variable of the Schumann resonance. Again, going back into that the early German experiment and study on this in the 60s and 70s, not the least of which was Linus Pauling spearheading it.
Yeah, I'm sitting on mine right now. Actually, help me get is my QRS mat. And by the way, those are available right now. If you want to restore, if you're worried about electro pollution from your smart meter, your Wi-Fi network, and walking around, you need a QRS mat. Contact me and I'll get you over to Dr. Truett and we'll get you one. You have to know this technology already exists. It's been researched and been around for years. Dr. Fisher did a tremendous amount of research on this, didn't he?
He did. You know, it goes back into, again, the properties of water itself. I got to tell you, when I was doing this work with Pauling in the mid-90s, and he was showing me how to really vent out the volatile organic chemicals, the VOCs, of a medicinal grade steam distilled water. What I was really doing was creating what's now called deuterium depleted water, a DDW. What happens with water that is DDW, when it freezes, the ice cubes become very almost like diamond looking. There's no cloudiness to them, and they actually float 25-30% higher than regular water. when is DDW. Now, what
you got to say they're lighter, too, because they doesn't have heavy isotope, right?
That's right. So, yeah, that's the basis of all of our Mother Earth minerals. DDW water is the base. That's how it has to happen. But, yeah.
That's really interesting. Amazing stuff. Back in a moment with Dr. True. Stay tuned, and if you have any questions, do call in. You're welcome. You can go to NutraMedical, and we will give you the specific phone number when we return. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutraMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutraMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutraMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutraMedical. Carrot Bars is the most powerful system for storing money worldwide as Gram Gold, with a bank in Stuttgart, Germany, and the ability to transport it to your home anywhere on the planet. It also allows the conversion to cryptocurrencies through the ICO coins that are going to mature on July 4th, 2019, increase the value dramatically. Nothing like cryptocurrency in the form of gold, and as well the ICO coins, the Carrot Bar Gram currency can be used worldwide as a stable currency to exchange across the planet for purchasing and selling and storing in your own bank or banks around the world. Get Carrot Bars Gold through NutraMedical.com. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical through the drop-down menu, and we will send you on to our senior person, Jim Deal, who will help to arrange for you to get the Carrot Bars Gold through our Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical 7 Carrot Bar site, as well set you up with the ICO coins that will mature and dramatically increase your value. Save with NutraMedical every day. Improper digestion or maldigestion is very common. Our correction is with NutraMeds, Gastrozyme, plant-based broad-spectrum pH enzymes, and Digestes. Digestes restores stomach acid and pepsin, and the Gastrozyme supports the pancreatic enzymes with plant-based enzymes. You can improve digestion dramatically, reduce food allergies, reduce dysbiosis and small intestinal bowel overgrowth, and improve overall body nutrition by digesting your food properly. Amazing formulas available from NutraMedical.com exclusively. Do contact our Bill Deagle for a starter protocol for your dysbiosis, small intestinal bowel overgrowth, or other problems with maldigestion or ulcers. That's NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free starter protocol just by contacting us by phone, 888-212-8871, or by email. Stay well every day with NutraMedical in your life. The first hour of the NutraMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutraMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutraMedical.com. Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. So basically, the interaction between the QRS mat and the photon sound beam can increase, in the initial studies that are being done on cancer, macrophage activity. Remember, cancer is just an adaptive response to a stressful environment that tries to kill a cell, and the cells try to adapt by turning into cancer. Cancer, if you look at it from the perspective of a cancer cell, they're trying to survive. They're like a prepper that's paranoid with an IQ of 200 and $1 billion in the bank and 6 terms as a Special Forces Delta operative in the military. They're trying to survive a bad environment, and they're willing to do anything to survive. That's what cancer is. And if you just improve the signal-to-noise ratio inside the cells adapt to the stress and learn how to actually regulate enzymes and other activities so they stop being cancer. It restores the cancer cell repair back to the DNA back to normal, or the cell commits apoptosis or programmed cell death. Interesting, hey? So it increases macrophage activity, identifying abnormal cells that are beyond repair, and removes them or makes the cells repair themselves, right?
Basically, that's what Dr. Royal has found out. And, it's early. It's early, and there's not a big, large sample size yet, but preliminary, it surely looks promising. And so, we go back to what we talked about at the break, Dr. Bill, you know, the properties of water. I got to show you that, you know, I knew that water had amazing properties because I had enough information and correspondence with Tesla's writings, you know, in his letters to know that water was a key part of this, whether it was, you know, and of the time-space experiments he was doing, et cetera, et cetera. And then I got a hold of Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Bearden's work that he put out. It was kind of controversial back, you know, in the early 2000s, late 90s, where he talks about these so-called magic window frequencies of sound going into water and what could happen, you know, with water altering its dimensional qualities, right? Kind of what Tesla was referring to. So get this. I have a 2,500 gallon stainless steel tank full of deuterium depleted water, ultra pure, uber pure, 0 parts per million, and with no deuterium virtually in it at all. It's been vented out.
Right.
Vented out. So I'm hitting this with an increasing delta structured wave of harmonics getting into the sub sonic range. I can't even hear it. It gets to the high, such a high pitch, can't even hear it audibly. And guess what happens to my tank, Dr. Bill?
This, what?
I don't know how much, you know, it's tons of weight sitting on a concrete floor. This thing started to vibrate and jump around like a Mexican jumping bean.
Oh really?
It starts to take jumps and it gouges out chunks of the concrete with the stainless steel legs going chunk, and it's heading almost, you know, due north to put, you know, to a magnetic north, which is standing in the way of that is a cinder block wall. And I could just imagine what happened.
Wow, how long did this happen now?
This was back in 2000.
So what frequency were you putting into the tank? Oh, this is basically deuterium depleted water, and you were putting what frequency into the water?
And it was rising up to hit what Thomas Bearden in his book Fertilands called was that the, he exposed this death ray that the DARPA was working on and called it Ferdinand's after the poison snake, you know, of South America.
Right.
But yeah, so I was looking to see what would happen to dissociate water molecules. Well, it got to the point where I thought I better shut down the frequency generator because I was approaching the magic window. I didn't start out that way because I wanted to rise up to it gradually. So as I turned off my computer, it was generating the sound waves. What happened luckily the tank stopped moving to the north. But as I heard a kind of like a high voltage whining as it wound down, and out of the hatch of the big tank, I saw it was glowing. And so I reached up and opened up the hatch, and what popped out was about a volleyball, small basketball size ball of lightning. Ball lightning came zapping out of that thing and zipped around the floor of my shop there,
right,
and then suddenly arced up into my 220 volt. I had an empty 220 volt out the plug, you know, three phase 220 volt, and it went up and it popped the circuit. It broke. It had the circuit breaker pop.
What you're looking at there was called the fourth state of matter of water, plasma, the plasma state, right?
Well, it unfortunately did more than just break my breaker. It went out and took out the relay station on the power grid, actually. And it was very strange. Maybe I shouldn't be admitting to this now, but it's been such a long time. The Utah Power and Light crew had to come out and repair it. They said it was a very strange anomaly of lightning. They've read about it, but they didn't know how it happened. I guess it was just I shouldn't have been messing with it. But I told my research one of my mentors, this master chemist, what had happened, and I don't want to mention his name at this point. I can't. But my goodness, I'm down in southern Utah. I'm down in Cedar City, right?
Right.
And he immediately says, "What did you do?" And I explained again. And he says, "Let me call you right back." And he got off the phone. And he called me back, and he said, "You know, you've done your homework on frequencies based on atomic weight." He said, "Do you know the harmonics of plutonium 235?" I said, "Well, no." He says, "Well, go to your periodic table, your updated modern periodic table, and grab the atomic weight of P35, 235." And I did, and I calculated it out, and lo and behold, that is the magic window harmonic. It's like a seventh octave, but I was using the seventh octave of P235. And I said, "Oh my God!" He goes, "Yeah, you were starting to do a nuclear reaction, because that's what you know. The uranium 235 will react with a small amount of ultra pure deuterium depleted water to create a hydrogen bomb." Now I didn't know that, but I should have. So he said, "You were very very close. That had ignited, man, the potential would have been hugely catastrophic." So you got to be careful what you're playing with sometimes. I learned that lesson.
Yeah.
Thankfully,
I think in a miniature, these things are happening in all life forms all the time.
It is. That's how water is used at the cellular level to create that adenosine triphosphate. Again, it goes back to the spark of life. And when you die, light fades. That light is gone out of the cells, and that light goes interdimensional. It goes to a different place in time. That's called the spirit world. Folks, if you don't think... You know, if you think that the soul is not eternal, you're absolutely missing the boat. The soul is light, and that soul will go home to Daddy. Okay,
right.
You just got to understand.
Father, Daddy,
Abba.
To go back
Abba.
To Abba.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. What people don't understand is we're at a point in history, we're at the edge of massive life extension. of the elimination of disease, the elimination of toxic, you know, poisoning the environment with toxic pollution, or, for example, there's more plastic in the ocean than fish now. Scalar radiation that's destroying the ability of all life forms, for example, just even under power line. You don't need to get rid of the trees and bushes under power lines, like in James Bay Hydro Project, because the power itself kills the trees. People need to know electro pollution in your home is literally jamming your cellular communication. Now we got all these new appliances, you know, induction cooktop stoves, high energy cell phones, smart meters that are communicating with your appliances in your home, dirty electricity coming into your home because they're not returning to the plant and neutralizing it. It's crazy what's happening, and everybody doesn't want to talk about it, even though there's lots of research, like with the Karolinska Institute research, and they actually got rid of the directors of the institute because the state of Sweden didn't want them continuing to show that electropollution was real dangerous. So they actually removed the post of Ole Johansson, who used to be there for years, 45 years. You know Ole, right?
Oh, no, Ole. Of course I know Ole.
Yeah, Ole Johansson. I've had him on the show many times. I'll get him back on the program to talk about it. But, see, and one of the things that I'm doing is I'm going to be actually making some exotic, both non-lethal and lethal weapons. And a lot of them are a lot more dangerous than what the NSA has, no such agency. These people are intellectually microbes, and they're just evil. So they'll take what somebody's given them and use it to try to cause harm. What we need to realize is I don't want to put it out in the patent because these idiots will steal it and modify it and use it against the population. What they eventually want to do is they want to hack into human consciousness. That's what they want, isn't it?
It is, and to alter it for their own benefit. And again, God's greatest glory of his creation is we the people, for he so loved us that he sent his son. I mean, that's the reality.
Right.
You know, and they hate that concept. So part of Agenda 21 is, and the whole thing is to eliminate much of the population of this world, and they'll do it systematically.
Well, we're about to have life extension. I mean, literally in the next 5 to 20 years, the process of disease and aging, whether it's cancer, heart disease, or dementia, is going to be gone. And the fact is, they're not ready for that. It's also at the same time where AI and robotics are going to change the nature of the culture. We'll talk about that next week with Will Thomas. Because what I see coming is very deadly and very evil. And people think, well, Dr. Deagle's a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm knowledgeable. And what I see and know is like one of the ancient prophets, seeing clearly and given the talent intellectually and spiritually to see what's coming. And it's so evil, the average mortal human being can't believe that it's going to happen. They can't believe that in, say, 5 or 10 years, your cell phone will be more intelligent than 90% of the population. I mean, this morning I had to update my television, and it's an AI system now. So you can just talk to it and ask it anything, and it'll actually find the show or music or whatever. We're moving to a state where AI is going to control most of the population. Most of the population are not smart enough to realize they're becoming a cyber pet of a electronic, omniscient, digital god. That's what's happening, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I would just like to go back to the very basics and understanding, you know, what the brain, how the brain actually works. Most people don't realize the brain is mostly water, like 90-95% water structures. Okay.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I just want to just give our listeners a really something to think about a reverence to water and why it's so very important and understand the properties of water. You know, the whole thing, the whole beginning of the creation period, according to Genesis 1, is that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So what is the face of the waters? Well, I submit it's what makes up the water. It's the components of water, which is oxygen and hydrogen. And really, what is DNA but simply deoxyribonucleic acid, which is a chain of hydrogen bonds. Isn't it amazing? All life becomes from that face of water, hydrogen and oxygen structure.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, oxygen-hydrogen bonding is what holds a double helix together. Amazing, almost like a zipper, a water zipper. How's that?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, okay. Amazing.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming
me.
On, Dr. Chu. And relay the research to me, because I have some ideas. We should be doing the Nogalase and AMAS cancer tests. But, the photon sound beam, I have one, and the QRS mat. will help re-energize your immune system and your cellular communication.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide.
Amazing. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay. Thanks, Bill. Bye-bye.
Yeah, take care.